Every wedding ministry serves in a real place. That place has a marriage landscape. A marriage landscape includes the couples, families, churches, venues, traditions, economic realities, spiritual conditions, and cultural assumptions that shape how people think about weddings and marriage in your area. If you want to develop a wedding ministry, you need to learn how to read that landscape. Start by observing what kinds of weddings happen in your community. Are most ceremonies held in churches, barns, beaches, parks, homes, hotels, or event centers? Do couples usually look for pastors, civil officiants, online ordained officiants, friends, or family members to perform the ceremony? Then listen for the deeper questions. Do couples understand marriage as covenant? Are they mostly focused on the event? Are families supportive or divided? Are many couples cohabiting before marriage? Are there many blended families? Are couples asking for spiritual language without church connection? Are local churches actively serving engaged couples, or is there a gap? This is not about criticizing your community. It is about loving your community with open eyes. When Paul arrived in Athens in Acts 17, he observed the city carefully. He noticed their altars, their spiritual hunger, and their confusion. Then he spoke in a way that connected with their context while still proclaiming the truth of God. Wedding ministers need that same kind of prayerful observation. Your local marriage landscape may reveal ministry opportunities. Maybe churches in your area do not have enough trained wedding officiants. Maybe couples want Christian ceremonies but do not know where to turn. Maybe local venues need trusted officiants. Maybe young couples need pre-marriage conversations. Maybe older couples need covenant guidance. Maybe there is a need for a soul center focused on marriage encouragement. A common mistake is copying someone else's wedding ministry model without understanding your own community. What works in one place may not fit another. So walk your community, talk to pastors, listen to venue owners, search local wedding websites, ask couples what they are looking for. Notice where covenant marriage is unclear or unsupported. A faithful wedding ministry is not only built from your gifts, it is also shaped by the real needs of the people God has placed near you. Read the landscape, then serve with wisdom.